This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez, filling in for Vic Vella. The U.S. Postal Service has agreed to stop any remaining election flyers that are on their way to Colorado mailboxes after the state sued over misleading information. Following a settlement with the USPS, Colorado election officials can now review any election-related materials created by the Postal Service before they're sent out. The mass-produced mailers urge voters nationwide to request a mail ballot early, but in Colorado, all voters receive a mail-in ballot without having to request one. Denver Public Schools will consider changing its curriculum to include contributions of Black, Indigenous, and Latinx communities. Four Black students at Denver Martin Luther King Jr. Early College pushed for the resolution after visiting the National Museum of African American History in Washington, D.C. Senior Janelle Nanga says Black people are often seen as commodities.
We're so much more than that. And I feel like being able to teach kids their history and empowering parts of their history will be able to spark that light and that same passion that we had.
The school board will consider the resolution Thursday. COVID-19 testing sites in Colorado could serve as a national model, according to some local leaders in politics, education, and healthcare. The state's first early childhood testing site opened Friday at Denver's Clayton Early Learning Preschool. It's part of a program that makes high-quality tests available to communities without consistent access to healthcare. It's going to be a warm and breezy one on the western slope today, 85 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News and KRCC.